kicked the season off. You went to Axtell. Very good tournament. You picked up a win. Boy, you played Lawrence Nelson tough. I know Silver Lake was one that sounded like they got a pretty good team. But for the weekend, 1 and 2, hey, sounds like you played some pretty good volleyball times, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The girls played fantastic. The Lawrence Nelson match was pretty darn great. They're a pretty dominant serving team and smart girls. They always play very well. And tight matches, they beat us 25-21, and then we beat them 25-23. And then to turn around, we lost that third set 25-23. So really close matches altogether. The girls played fantastic.
Good win against Hampton. Boy, that was, I'm sure, the girls celebrated that one, I'm sure, in a big way for that one, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They were pretty darn excited. Our defense played phenomenal. Our setter was really moving the ball back and forth, and they had some strong swings. It was a very good match.
I know Axtell, you know, Silver Lake, that had some pretty solid teams. That a lot of those teams are going to win a lot of matches this year.
Yeah, the Axtell tournament is a good way to start off the season because generally there are pretty solid teams going in very first weekend.
Coach, let's talk about your team a little bit. I know you had to replace a setter. Otherwise, you returned a lot of some hitters, some back row specialists, a few holes to fill, but otherwise you had a lot of experience coming back, didn't you?
So it kind of goes up and down with that a lot. We actually only have 4 returners who've seen a lot of court time. I've got 2 seniors that have been playing ever since they were freshmen, but very inexperienced because no JV games whatsoever. And then I have a sophomore and junior who are coming back. And I mean, as a freshman playing and not having that JV experience, this is kind of like a true form of seeing what they can do. So about only 4 returners. We're going in with kind of high numbers this year. Since I've been at Dundee County, we have about 15. So this will be the second year since I've been here that they'll be able to play some JV. So we're really excited because that's going to add some depth. So we won't be going into girls being as seniors and not having any JV experience or great playing time.
I know you had your girls in some summer leagues, different leagues, different team camps. I'm sure you saw a lot of progress over the summertime, didn't you?
Absolutely. The entire varsity team that's suiting up has put in a lot of work during the off season. Most of them in high school, they have a weights class, and then in the off season, in the summertime, they went to weights 3-4 times a week. They worked on fundamental skills in the gym consistently since November. I've had about girls in the gym 3-4 times a week since November, 5:30 in the morning before school starts, working on just their fundamental skills to get prepared for this year. And then I would say about 90% of the girls played club volleyball, whether it was here in town or traveling to Kearney to do so, and then off-season camp. So a lot of dedication put in by all of the girls.
Very athletic bunch, as we know, but they really want to make this a good volleyball season, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. There's a lot of talent and athletic girls coming up, and just good mindsets in that. Not only do they have the body build of a volleyball player, they have the mental determination to really understand the game.
So after that first weekend of 3 matches, Coach, what you did some good things. I'm sure some things to work on before Thursday hits.
Absolutely. It's always a struggle to have to tell the girls, like, hey, you know what? I'm really excited that they pointed out our flaws, but that gives us something to look forward to and work on to prepare for Thursday. We play Hitchcock County and Arapahoe on Thursday, and we have a good chunk of things that we'll be working on. And as a coach, having those players tell me, hey, this is a weak point, or this is our strong point, now let's make it stronger, or coming together to figure out how we are going to take care of and control our weakness, is something that gets exciting to prepare for the week.
Is there still some position battles going on even after the first weekend, or you have a pretty good idea what that lineup looks like going forward?
As you stated before, we do have a really athletic team. So I would say throughout the season, depending on what goes on, we might be looking at some more girls who are playing 6 rotations full time. But athletic-wise, you have 6 girls on that court who could play in almost any position. So whatever comes with the season, and I guess it also depends on who our opponent is. So
And finally, good to have some home matches. Get these the Strangler, don't have to travel, and that's good to finally get a chance to play a couple of home matches.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to that. After last year being a heavy year on travel, it's going to be pretty great. We have a home match this week. We have a home match next week. And if you don't mind, I want to also shout out our youth program. Mm-hmm. We have 39 girls who are playing K through 6 volleyball. We have a dual on the 12th against Medicine Valley. And we are going to recognize our youth volleyball teams that day, all 39 girls that are playing. So that's a big step in progress for our ladies volleyball here at Dundee County Stratton.
That's terrific. Get those kids working and playing as much as they can.
Yes, absolutely, and enjoying the sport and really understanding what everything entails and what goes on.